Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's Live and Local now for a Wednesday, a hump day. That means Chuck Muth will join us a little bit later on in the program, in fact, 10 o'clock. Megan Barth will be in at 10:30. Our eyes and ears in the Coachella Valley, Jim Yoder will join us. We're going to talk about corruption in the Biden family. Ooh. And guess who's going to stop by? I'm really excited. I love this guy. He has been he really understands what public service is all about. He is Dan Schwartz, the former Nevada state treasurer. There's all this question now about how much money are we short. We're like 10 days out on the 80th Nevada legislature, and we are to the point where we don't know how much money we're going to have to spend. We don't know if that hole in the budget is $100 million, $200 million, or north of same. And where we're going to find out if Dan Schwartz can shed any light on that, I will simply tell you that there is a budget shortfall. We just don't know how much it is and what it's going to take. You know, are we going to have to deplete the rainy day fund, or we have to do something else? You know, a lot of us have bad days from time to time. I mean, some days are better than others. Am I right? For instance, right now it's spitting snow in Ely. Temperature in the 30s. Elsewhere around the state, looks like it's going to be a nice day. But not everybody's day is as good as yours. I'll give you a like, for instance. Yesterday, Dr. Ben Carson, a guy that's been on this show many, many times. He's been in studio with us. Very nice guy, soft-spoken. He went up on Capitol Hill. And this is going to be cut, too, by the way. This Dr. Ben Carson, he is the Secretary of Housing and Urban Development. And you want to talk about a tough day on Capitol Hill? This is just a little montage of what went on yesterday, followed by a quick commentary by Brooke Baldwin of CNN. Here it is.
So you're going to ship 55,000 children from being with their families to a homeless status. What's going to happen with these children? Have you thought this program through?
Well, maybe what will happen with them is that you and Congress will do your job and solve the problem.
I'd also like you to get back to me, if you don't mind, to explain the disparity in REO rates. Do you know what an REO is?
An Oreo?
An REO. REO.
Real estate.
What's the O stand for?
E-organization.
Owned. Real estate owned. That's what happens when a property goes to foreclosure. We call it an REO.
If you've listened to any...
Yes or no, do they deserve to live in these conditions because they are poor?
You know very well...
Would you let your grandmother live in public housing?
You know very well...
Would you let your grandmother live in public housing, yes or no?
You know very well...
Under your watch and at your helm, would you allow your grandmother to live in public housing under these conditions?
Would be very nice if you would stop acting.
You stated
the gentleman from Florida.
Last week, the Government Accountability Office determined Carson's housing department broke the law when it spent $31,000 for a new dining set and nearly $9,000 on a dishwasher for his office. But in a 3.5-hour questioning today, not a single member of Congress brought it up.
Yeah, what is that? Tell me what that tells you. That gives you a window into what Congress is doing. Yeah, I know. It's heartbreaking. I know it is. Okay, let's go back to Capitol Hill then. James Clyburn. James Clyburn is the House Majority Whip. He is like the second or third in command, depending on which day it is, to Nancy Pelosi. Yeah. And we're going to get to the bottom of all of it. Just the facts, ma'am. James Clyburn is the House Majority Whip. And this seems to be, I know they had a big conference meeting today. All members, all Democrat members of the House met to talk about impeachment. But James Clyburn last night was on with Chuck Todd on MSNBC. And I want you to listen to the, and this is cut three. They don't seem to have any taste right now as a conference for impeachment. Listen to this.
If you did a secret ballot among the Democratic caucus, yes or no on impeachment, what would the majority likely be?
Oh, the majority would be no.
It's you believe
not
that?
As big. Yes, I do. It's not as big a majority today or yesterday as today, but a majority will be for staying steady, staying focused, stay on what we're doing, because this thing is moving in our direction. We've just seen members or staff at the bank, at a bank, Deutsche Bank, saying they saw irregularities taking place, and they're all for us finding out about it. We know that Amash has broken ranks. He's a Republican, irrespective of what they may think about him. He's broken ranks. We've got a court decision in our favor that we did not have 2 days ago. And who knows what's to come next? Let's just stay steady, stay focused. This thing is moving in our direction. Let's not get in its way.
What do you think Justin Amash is wrong about when he says he thinks it's time to open an impeachment inquiry and that impeachable, you know, that essentially perhaps crimes were committed?
Well, time is a relative thing. It may be time, but not today. I think it's time for us to stay focused on this issue, keep what we're doing, keep doing it. And I think the American people are coming to the conclusion that this man thinks he's above the law, and they don't like it. They know that he's covering up something, and they want to find out what it is. They want us to do what is necessary to protect the integrity of this democracy, not to salve whatever may be our itch at this particular point.
And that may be well and good. But the bottom line is 63 million Americans went to the polls in November of 2016, and despite all the negatives, the hundreds of millions of dollars spent on disparaging candidate Donald Trump. And by the way, we saw most of those ads here in Nevada. Despite all of that, 63 million people went to the polls and voted for Donald J. Trump. What is happening now is you've got a group of members of the United States House of Representatives who are hell-bent on destroying this president and his presidency. Coming up, folks on the left continue to trash our president, including Robert De Niro, Jeff Daniels. Remember him? He was in Dumb and Dumber and Newsroom and an accomplished actor. What's he saying about the president? And what should we be doing to fight back against the Hollywood elite? We'll get to that more coming up. Live and local now.
Hi, this is Diamond and Silk. If you can see mountains in Nevada, listen to Kevin Wall on the Nevada Talk Network.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control over healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm a gravel trucker. I'm busy laying the foundation for your city's newest suburb. And since it's such a nice day out, I thought I'd go topless. With 20 tons of pebbles loaded into my trailer bed, what's the worst that could happen? Now you're stuck behind me, and I'm about to make it rain. Rocks. Uh-oh, maybe I should have put a tarp over that. Now you're swerving, but there's no avoiding this downpour. Better watch out for that guardrail. And if your cut rate insurance doesn't cover this, you could get pelted with repair bills. So get Allstate, where agents help protect you from mayhem, like me.
Let Sam Peters make sure you have the insurance protection you need at a price you can afford. To get a quote today, call Sam at 702-870-4000. That's 870-4000. Subject to terms, conditions, availability, and coverage selected.
See what the personal service of an Allstate agent can do for you. Are you in good hands?
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
Here's Chuck Hutton from Sahara Motors with a message every businessman should hear.
For 8 years, we have offered the Ken Cleaver special to anybody that comes in, and you'd be amazed at the number of people that still come in, and once the deal's all set and done, go, oh, by the way, what about our Ken Cleaver special, and they automatically get that additional $100. I really appreciate all your hard work.
And the only place that Ken Cleaver special is offered is right here on this radio station. And let's face it, if we're bringing people into Sahara Motors in Ely from all over the state, wouldn't you like to invite people into your business? You want to invite nice people with money to come spend money with you? Then give us a call, 775-293-1875, or you can email us, NevadaTalkNet@gmail.com. Invite more business into your business. Do business with this radio station. We'll be glad to help you. Let us know what's on your mind. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/NevadaTalkNet, or visit our website, nvtalk.com.
You've got to love it. Here's something. If you work for the RGJ or you work for the Las Vegas Review-Journal or any newspaper, any local newspaper, anywhere across the state of Nevada, try this on for size. New York Times executive editor Dean Baquet, B-A-Q-U-E-T, sorry about that, predicted that most local news outlets will die in the near future if they are not saved by a local billionaire like Sheldon Adelson. In candid comments made while speaking before the INMA World Congress of News Media, Backwit expressed a fear that local newspapers are at a high risk of disappearing from the media ecosystem amid the rise of new media. Quote, "The greatest crisis in American journalism is the death of local news. I don't know what the answer is. Their economic model is gone. I think most local newspapers in America are going to die in the next 5 years." And by the way, excuse me if I don't give you any crocodile tears, but these people brought it on themselves when they decided. I mean, they really, long before MSNBC and CNN, they were the ones that threw their weight around. They thought that their endorsements could swing elections, and then they found out they don't. The more people relied on the internet to get their information, the less they needed the local news media. I've often wondered why it is that local newspapers do any opinion, and like CNN and MSNBC and some of these other outlets, opinions started creeping into their reporting. And it's not just one newspaper, it's all of them. It's all of them. Sad but true. I promised I would let you hear, at least I can't let you hear the Robert De Niro thing that he did at an awards banquet. It was laced with obscenity. Robert De Niro. But Jeff Daniels was on MSNBC. This is cut number 5. And this is what Jeff Daniels, he was on Newsroom on HBO. He was on Dumb and Dumber, the movie. He's an accomplished actor, and I love him as an actor. I hate him as an activist. But this was Jeff Daniels on NBC the other day.
If the big gamble is to go all the way to November 2020, which I agree, and lose, it's the end of democracy. But that's what I see when I look at Trump's rallies. That's when I see the lies spewing at these people and people going, I got to believe in something. At the end of the day, aside from, yeah, I don't want to pay taxes, it's race. It's race. This is about the Republican Party or a wing of it going, this is our last chance to save the party. And the only way they can do that was to tap the race button.
Now, I don't happen to agree with him on most anything. More importantly, though, Jeff Daniels is certainly entitled to his opinion. But any of us that hang our hats on what Robert De Niro says or Jeff Daniels says, they're no better, no worse than any other, you know, member of our 340 million person opinion. I mean, it doesn't matter. Fine. Thank you, Jeff. Now go back and sit down. There you go. No, just go back and sit down. That is the problem, that you've got these people in Hollywood that honestly believe that their opinion matters more than my opinion or your opinion. That's what's so incredibly sad. Oh, I just looked at the clock. You know what time it is?
It's time for Nevada Voices.
I'm Michael Schaus, Communications Director for Nevada Policy. In 2017, the state's only funded educational choice program was given an extra $20 million to help low-income kids find better schools. Now Governor Sisolak says he doesn't want to keep that funding in the budget. His plan to slash the program could mean nearly 1,000 low-income students are going to lose their scholarships and be forced back into schools that didn't work for them in the first place. In 2017, the Nevada Teachers Union promised they would roll this program back or even eliminate it. Unless parents start pressuring their lawmakers today, it looks like the union might just have their way. That's why it's more important than ever for parents to let the governor and the legislature know that improving education should mean helping kids get in the classrooms where they can truly succeed, not taking away the very scholarships that make it possible. Your voice, your phone call, could be what makes a difference. So visit NevadaPolicy.org, sign up for our emails, and you can get involved this legislative session on this issue and all the other issues we're keeping a close eye on in 2019. I'm Michael Schaus with the Nevada Policy Research Institute.
Yeah, I just looked at the calendar, and summer is here. The kids are going to be out of school in just a matter of hours, I think, in many parts of the state. And a lot of you, I know, are looking for an extended outdoor experience, an adventure, so to speak. This hour of Live and Local Now brought to you by Escape Adventures. Are you and your family looking for that extended outdoor experience? Well, check out Escape Adventures. Owner Jared Fisher and the pros at Escape Adventures can provide you, your family, even your business with a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Find out more. Go right now to escapeadventures.com. That's escapeadventures.com. Coming up on the show, Tucker Carlson pretty much sizes up what's going on. We have 100,000 illegals every month coming across our southern border. Many, many are being released into the general population. There's something wrong with what's going on. And Tucker Carlson nailed it last night. I want to bring that to you. Also, we're going to let you hear from Jesse Waters. You know, we were talking about how the Hollywood elite is coming out against Trump. Jesse Waters is, shall we say, unimpressed by people like Robert De Niro and, Robert De Niro and Jeff Daniels are the latest, but there are others that are doing this. Stick around. We got a whole bunch to do today. We're going to be joined by Dan Schwartz, the former Nevada state treasurer. What kind of financial challenges are facing our state with just about 10 days left in the legislative session? June 2nd is the last day. Stick around. More to do live and local now. Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again.
As we think of the brave hearts of America on Memorial Day, thoughts of them fill our hearts with pride, warmth, and love. For the brave, for the strong, for those who gave all, and those who served, and those who continue to serve, we thank you for our freedom. America is the land of the free because of the sacrifices of the brave. This Memorial Day message from Hawthorne Ordnance Museum at 925 E Street in Hawthorne.
Hi, I'm Charlie Jones, here with your invitation to join me 9 to midnight, Sunday through Thursday, right here where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again. Beginning at 9 p.m., I'll lay it all out. We'll digest the news of the day, keep an eye on world events, take a hard look at those pesky social issues, and dial in a good sharp focus on the ever-changing American news landscape and mix in your perceptions and observations from your phone calls. So tell your friends I'm here tonight and I want to talk to you. 9 p.m. to midnight, Sunday through Thursday, right here where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The most powerful Democrat on Capitol Hill has been cool on impeachment, even as members of her caucus have been calling for such proceedings to begin against President Trump. Nancy Pelosi's preferred aggressive investigations and stronger oversight of the Trump administration, but now, after a meeting this morning with her caucus, she says there's been a cover-up by President Trump.
It's important to follow the facts. We believe that no one is above the law, including the President of the United States, and we believe that the President of the United States is engaged in a cover-up.
Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin says President Trump is not required under any circumstances to release his tax returns. At a House hearing today, he again warned about weaponizing the IRS about going after political opponents. This is USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
This is Dr. Howard, founder and formulator of Balance of Nature. We're changing America one life at a time.
Well, I have different vitamins I had to take because of my post-cancer, post-cardiac situation. But the Balance of Nature, that being so condensed and so natural, and it's amazing stuff. I haven't felt this good in 7 or 8 years. I would not be able to do a third of any of this stuff. After I started taking Balance of Nature, I started to have more energy. It's a godsend. It really is.
Through Memorial Day weekend, you can receive a $20 discount and free shipping on any first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Again, this special radio offer will only be available through May 27th. Call 1-800-246-8751. Or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225. NMLS number 1136.
Let us know what's on your mind. Email NevadaTalkNet@gmail.com or call 775-293-1875.
It is live and local now. Good to have you with us, Kevin Wall, with you. It is Wednesday. It's hump day, and that means Chuck Muth, top of the hour. Megan Barth will join us just after 10:30. Jim Yoder will join us from the Coachella Valley, our eyes and ears on the Coachella Valley, Palm Springs, Palm Desert, Indian Wells, where Jim Yoder lives. We'll get a chance to visit with him coming up about 11 o'clock. And Dan Schwartz, the former Nevada State Treasurer, will join us in studio to talk about where all the money is. I mean, that seems to be what kind of the big mystery. How much of a hole is there in our current budget? We have to balance the budget before we leave town, before we leave Carson City on the 2nd of June. And for those of you that don't know, that's like 10 days from now. I promised I would let you hear Jesse Waters, who was, shall we say, unimpressed by Robert De Niro and Jeff Daniels. I want you to hear one more time what Jeff Daniels is saying. Jeff Daniels is cut five. Jeff Daniels on MSNBC. Here it is.
It's a big gamble is to go all the way to November 2020, which I agree, and lose.
it's the end of democracy. But that's what I see when I look at Trump's rallies. That's when I see the lies spewing at these people and people going, I got to believe in something. At the end of the day, aside from, yeah, I don't want to pay taxes, it's race. It's race. This is about the Republican Party, or a wing of it, going, this is our last chance to save the party. And the only way they can do that was to tap the race button.
Jesse Waters, he of the five, shall we say unimpressed. Let's go to cut eight. Somewhat unimpressed by Robert De Niro and by Jeff Daniels trashing President Trump. Here it is.
Well, they have enough money and street cred in Hollywood to say whatever they want. They've earned it, and they're great actors, and I'll still watch their movies. I don't care. But if you combine what De Niro said with Daniels, it has every ingredient in the resistance pie. If you think about what they said, they have profanity, impeachment, the lock 'em up, the race card, and the constitutional crisis. But they lack so much introspection. They don't see the hypocrisy with what they're saying. So you have their yearning for civility, yet they use profanity. They're saying we have to save democracy, but they want to short circuit it with impeachment. They say lock him up, but 3 years ago that was a slur against Hillary. And they're accusing Donald Trump of playing the race card. They've played it for the last 10 years. That's the only card they play.
Wow. The president now is taking a little bit of a different tack. He's been meeting over the course of the last hour with Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer. And the word is that he's not going to deal with infrastructure until they get to the new NAFTA. The new NAFTA. Oh, by the way, did you see this last night? This is a guy that came on with a fanfare and his presidential campaign, as one of 24 presidential wannabes, it has just petered out unbelievably. Last night, you know, he was on the, what was he? He's been on, I think, The View or a bunch of the shows lately trying to rejigger, if you will, his campaign. Beto O'Rourke was on a CNN town hall last night. And in case you were wondering, he is for impeachment now. Listen to this.
Here's what's confusing, I think, to some, which is, what is the trigger then? You know, no one seems to know what is the trigger. When you seem to be describing, well, look, it looks like the line's going to get crossed, and one day we're going to wake up and everybody's going to be in agreement that it's time to start the process. Look at what's happening already. Courts are slowly coming your way. Republicans coming your way. So you sort of see it as inevitable. I guess, what is the trigger then? What is this magic moment you're waiting for where you're just going to be like, aha, we're here?
Well, Chuck, I don't know if I know exactly what it is, but I do know that we will reach a point when we will say, now is the time. I don't think we've reached that point yet. It's almost like anything else. I may not know exactly what it is, but I think we'll recognize it when we see it.
Is it just more defiance of subpoenas? Is there just a point where after the 50th subpoena that they don't comply with, that's the, you know, you see what I'm saying here? I think are looking for, okay, is there a line in the sand that you're going to draw that the public knows about rather than sort of quietly waiting until they violate it?
I don't know if we'll draw any lines in the sand. I think the public will know and we will know. I really believe strongly that we should not run the risk of overlooking something, missing a step, and having a court later say, why didn't you do this? It was in front of you. Why didn't you file some objections? Why didn't you bring this person in? Why didn't you attempt to resolve this without clogging up the courts? And let's do that. All of us, I'm not a lawyer, but I do know that these are the kinds of things that we should try to resolve administratively, legislatively, and not do it judicially until it's absolutely necessary. And it's not absolutely necessary yet.
Not necessary yet. We'll find out. That, by the way, was James Clyburn. James Clyburn is the House Majority Whip. He's like the third in command on Capitol Hill on the House side. Let's see if we can find, do we have Cut 7 available? This is Beto O'Rourke at a CNN town hall. He wants impeachment now.
Two arguments for starting impeachment proceedings against President Trump are, first, that impeachment would bring into the open information withheld by the administration, and second, that it is the duty of Congress to protect the Constitution. There seems to be a concern, however, that the move could backfire politically. What is your stance on starting impeachment proceedings against President Trump, and why?
Chris, thank you for the question. We should begin impeachment proceedings against Donald Trump. Not something that I take lightly. It's an incredibly serious, sober decision that we should make as a country. Really, the last resort when every other option has failed us. And at this point, where the president has refused to respond to any subpoena, where his attorney general will not testify, where he will not furnish other witnesses so that we can find out what happened to this great democracy in 2016 and how we prevent future attacks in 2020 and beyond. A president who invited the involvement of a foreign power in this democracy in 2016 and did everything in his power to obstruct the investigation into what has happened. If we do nothing because we are afraid of the polls or the politics or the repercussions in the next election, then we will have set a precedent for this country that, in fact, some people, because of the position of power and public trust that they hold, are above the law. And if this great democracy, 243 years into this idea and this experiment, is to survive for another 243 or even another year or two, we cannot allow that precedent to stand. There must be consequences, accountability, and justice. The only way to ensure that is to begin impeachment proceedings.
There you go. He's foregoing now. Most of his party is not. By the way, this hour of Live and Local Now brought to you by Sam Peters at Peters Family Insurance. Sam holds Allstate's premier agency designation and ranks in the top 10% of Allstate agents nationally. Auto, home, life, and retirement. Call Sam right now. Ask for a free review of your insurance. Yeah, call him right now, 702-870-4000. That's 702-870-4000. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It's Wednesday. It's Hump Day. It is Live and Local now.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again. The official radio stations of the Vegas Golden Knights.
I'm Byron Bergeron, and I'm a lawyer. Now, I know that people don't like lawyers, but think of it like this. I'm here to level the playing field so you get a fair shake. Let me give you an example. You get into a wreck. Your insurance company wants you to think it represents you and its priority is your best interest. You know, good hands. The truth is, its priority is its checkbook and its shareholders. If it's to their advantage, they will throw you under the bus so fast you'll think the mayhem guy in the TV commercial is driving. I have only one client, you. And I can keep these companies in line because I have only one shareholder to answer to, me. I answer my own phone. I return my own phone calls. And other than my wife and two babies, the most important people in the world are my clients. 775-229-3736. 775-229-3736. When you need the field leveled so you can get a fair shake, call me.
Welcome to KNNR Talk Radio's historical salute to Genoa. Genoa, originally called Mormon Station when John Reese and his party of mostly Mormons built a trading post in the area in 1851. The trading post began to attract settlers and became a permanent settlement in 1855. Orson Hyde, an elder in the Mormon church, sent to set up a government and survey the town into lots, changed the name of the settlement to Genoa because of his admiration of Christopher Columbus, who was born in Genoa, Italy. The family and staff at Genoa Country Inn, proud to be a part of KNNR Talk Radio's historic salute to Genoa, come and enjoy modern comfort in a historical setting at the Genoa Country Inn. Whether you're coming for a weekend stay or a romantic stay with your significant other, the friendly, accommodating hosts at the inn will make your stay in historic Genoa pleasant and memorable. For reservations and information, visit the website at GenoaCountryInn.com. That's GenoaCountryInn.com. GenoaCountryInn.com. As we think of the brave hearts of America on Memorial Day, thoughts of them fill our hearts with pride, warmth, and love. For the brave, for the strong, for those who gave all, and those who served, and those who continue to serve, we thank you for our freedom. America is the land of the free because of the sacrifices of the brave. Happy Memorial Day weekend from the family and team at Rack Guns and Ammunition, 3030 Mill Street in Reno.
Are payday loans ruining your life? Do you want control over your money again? If you have two or more payday loan cash advances, listen closely. You may be eligible for a program payday loan companies don't want you to know about. A program that may help get aggressive and unfair payday loan companies out of your bank account and get you back on track to financial freedom. Payday loan companies may trap you into paying outrageously high interest rates, and they take way too much of your hard-earned money every week. We understand their tactics and know how to keep them off your back. We'll fight hard to help you regain control of your money. If you have two or more payday loan cash advances, call right now for a free consultation.
800-380-4429. 800-380-4429. 800-380-4429. That's 800-380-4429.
As we think of the brave hearts of America on Memorial Day, thoughts of them fill our hearts with pride, warmth, and love. For the brave, for the strong, for those who gave all, and those who served, and those who continue to serve, we thank you for our freedom. America is the land of the free because of the sacrifices of the brave. This Memorial Day message from Hawthorne Ordnance Museum at 925 E Street in Hawthorne. Let us know what's on your mind. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/NevadaTalkNet, or visit our website, nvtalk.com.
I really want to care. I want to feel something. Let me dig a little deeper.
No, sorry, nothing.
I love Joe DiMassina. In fact, I traveled halfway around the world with her, which is amazing. We were together for the Athens Olympics on Westwood One, and she was a part of our broadcast crew, and we had a lot of fun with her, and a really, really cool lady. Want to welcome another great radio station across our state, KNVR 102.5 Fallon, to our wonderful family of stations, KNVR 102.5 in Fallon. Congratulations, and it's good to have you on board. I mean, it really honestly is. Okay, I promised I'd let you hear Tucker Carlson in his own words talking about what you and I probably intuit, but now you see it laid out by Tucker Carlson, and it's essentially that America's wealth is being usurped. I mean, how many billions of dollars do you think we're spending every month along our southern border? Maybe it doesn't maybe it doesn't matter. I don't know. But essentially what's happening is people, desperate people from around the world are coming to America. Many of them are coming to us from Central America, from El Salvador, from Guatemala, you know. But I want you to, but Tucker Carlson last night said something that really resonated with me, and that is that the world is learning that America's wealth is kind of up for grabs for the rest of the world. It's kind of, you know, first come, first served. Listen to this.
The American pinata has been getting pummeled for decades, and now it has finally come apart. Our national wealth is up for grabs by whomever gets here first, and they are coming. Over just the past year, 1% of the entire population of the nation of Guatemala has moved to the United States. The Wall Street Journal piece last month described the plight of that country's villages. Some of them are literally depopulating as people stream north to America's generous welfare state. Meanwhile, a new study from the Federation for American Immigration Reform, FAIR, given exclusively to this show, shows the scale on which the United States is being plundered. Every year, FAIR found, foreign-born workers send about $150 billion in remittances to their friends and family overseas. That's more than the GDP of 18 American states. Illegal aliens alone are remitting $28 billion a year. That's $28 billion leaving this country, going abroad every year from people who don't even have the legal right to work here in the first place, but are and are benefiting, of course, from all the extras, free healthcare, free education, subsidized housing, food stamps, who knows what else. The remittances are not taxed. In the case of illegal immigrants working under the table, their original earnings have never been taxed either. So this is a disaster, but it's not a natural disaster. We could have prevented it with a wall, mandatory E-Verify, remittance taxes, an efficient deportation process. You could easily fix this crisis. It wouldn't take much. It's not fixed because Congress doesn't want to fix it.
He's right. I've been saying for the longest time, we ought to be taxing remittances. That when people go into a Walmart, the Walmart money center, and they wire money to Central America or South America or someplace out, that those remittances will include a 5% tax. You send $100, there'll be a charge of $5. I mean, that makes sense. Lou Dobbs is somebody who is like a junkyard dog. I mean, I love him. I mean, I love him to death. In fact, I grew up watching him on CNN, believe it or not, when CNN was okay. And now he works for Fox Business. And he has become disgusted. Let's go to cut six. Disgusted by the House GOP conference. Justin Amash is the only Republican to come out and advocate for the impeachment of the president, that we should begin right now, you know, all kinds of hearings. But Lou Dobbs last night, I thought, was really good. He's disgusted by the House GOP conference. They have a conference every Tuesday, and they had it yesterday. It didn't do anything to Justin Amash. Nothing. Nada. And Lou Dobbs has just about had enough of that. Here it is.
You've heard me mention from time to time just how many sad sacks make up the Republican conference in the House in particular. There's no better example of late than Michigan libertarian Justin Amash, who, thirsting for media attention, decided to claim the pitiful mantle of the first Republican to call for the impeachment of President Trump. His thirst not slaked for attention. Amash slurred Attorney General William Barr in passing as well. So what did the mighty, if not powerful, Republican conference do about all of this in response to the rogue for his venal act in words? They did pretty much what they always do, very little. The caucus couldn't find sufficient outrage to do more than condemn Amash. And despite calling the minority leader again in passing a liar, Amash remains in the conference and still holds a seat on the House Oversight Committee. Incredible. Or it would be if I weren't talking about the Republicans.
Here's the difficulty. We get to a general, because for those of you that don't know, Justin Amash, within the last 48 hours, has attracted a pretty sizable opponent in the primary election. He's got a primary. And maybe we need to be doing that for all of our incumbents. If there are incumbents that are Republicans in name only, maybe we need to be doing something. Oh, my gosh. I just looked at the clock. You know what time it is?
It's time for Nevada Voices.
Hi, I'm Daniel Hontru, Senior Policy Analyst for Nevada Policy. When the Nevada legislature is in session, there are a lot of special interests trying to tell lawmakers how to spend your tax dollars. Lobbyists, labor unions, cronies from all industries, they're all in Carson City trying to get a piece of your hard-earned money. So, who's speaking on behalf of you, on behalf of taxpayers? That's why this year, Nevada Policy is on the ground in Carson City. I'm here, in the legislature, making sure that real Nevadans, taxpayers, parents, and business owners have a voice this session. It's more important than ever that we take an active role this year. That's why Nevada Policy is getting more involved and making it easier for you to get involved as well. Visit NevadaPolicy.org to track the bills we're watching and to stay up to date about how lawmakers are trying to spend your money. Be sure to visit Nevada Policy's online legislative tracker to follow the issues that matter the most at NevadaPolicy.org. That's NevadaPolicy.org, because someone has to speak for taxpayers this session.
Wow. Coming up on the show, Chuck Muth will join us at the top of the hour. Chuck Muth, the president of Citizen Outreach. He's got some great stuff this week in his Muth's Truths column. We will get to that and a whole lot more coming up. Stick around. We've got so much to do. Don't forget that this hour of Live and Local Now, brought to you in part by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable health care option that allows you to enroll any time of the year, even today. Check it out, 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY, or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. Chuck Muth joins us on the other side of the news. Stick around. More to do. Live and local now.